When bartending beats short-term stock investing. After fleeing the first half of the year, money has gone into stocks this summer. The S&P 500 index is up 13% since the beginning of July, the NASDAQ up 17% in the same period. Money this week has come out of bonds, driving the 10-year interest rate up to not quite 3%, but getting there, 2.96% now. Some of that may be a big meeting of central bankers from around the world starting next week. On Fridays, we consult Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FHN Financial.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Kansas City Fed's annual Jackson Hole Symposium, which has, over the last 6 years or so, become traditionally a venue where the Fed chair lays out big changes in thinking. There will be central bankers from all over the world. The keynote speech will come from the Fed chair, Jay Powell. And this year, there's been surprisingly few, in fact, no leaks about what he might talk about. So I do think part of what's weighing on the bond market and therefore driving interest rates up this week is conjecture about what he might say.
All right. Yeah. What if he says something very, very aggressive about raising rates higher than we thought? Well, we'll watch. Another thing we've been covering this week is return to the meme stocks. Smaller investors on Reddit talking up stocks. Bed Bath & Beyond shot up 300%. Then a big investor took out all of his money yesterday, and the thing has tanked. I remember you have a son who was super into this stuff like a year and a half ago with GameStop. He was pretty gung-ho. Has he dipped into Bed Bath & Beyond this time?
No. GameStop taught him something about investing, and he's been focused on his bartending job this year. But he is still watching, and he's amused, I think, by the volatility, and said to me the other day, you know, maybe this Buffett guy knew something when he talked about value investing.
Chris, thanks. The owner of Regal Cinemas, Cineworld, has filed for protection from its creditors, with in-theater moviegoing not recovering as fast as theaters would have hoped as pandemic restrictions eased. Caught in the downdraft are other theater chains. AMC stock is down 5% now. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the government will soon begin a long process of pulling the plug on government funding for COVID vaccines, treatment, and testing, with a view to getting insurance companies and individuals to pay instead. Congressional funding is dwindling, and sources told the paper policymakers have always envisioned this switch to the market, which could be a boon to drug companies, but could mean more people have to do without. Lots of news on housing this week, with many indicators pointing down, from home building to home selling, in a sector sensitive to these higher interest rates. Although 30-year mortgage rates drifted down this week, they're still above 5% after ending last year around 3%. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
After two banner years during the pandemic, when housing demand went through the roof and prices rose by double digits,
the entire housing market is cooling off very rapidly.
Economist Ben Ayers at Nationwide Insurance points to existing home sales down 6 straight months and now 20% below February levels, plus
home construction, where builder confidence has really plummeted and they're cutting back, particularly on single-family homes.
Housing, which accounts for about 4% of GDP, is now in recession, says economist Robert Dietz at the National Association of Home Builders. He says there is a skilled labor shortage in construction thanks to the lingering effects of the pandemic and a wave of baby boomers retiring.
We have not yet seen net job losses. Where we can see some of the slowing is a reduction in the number of open, unfilled jobs being advertised.
But the mortgage sector is downsizing, says Guy Sakala at Inside Mortgage Finance. He says as rates have risen, new loans and refis have plummeted.
Mortgage originations are going to drop 50% or more for 2022. Lenders, all of them are laying off staff.
All of this is starting to cool down prices and those frantic bidding wars between buyers, says Nicole Bichot at online real estate firm Zillow. She says this reflects an ever-worsening affordability crisis.
Prices and mortgage rates have gotten so expensive that many buyers are being completely priced out of the market. Sales numbers are dropping because people aren't able to buy homes anymore. As a result, sellers are cutting their list prices.
Zillow's home price index fell in June for the first time in 10 years, though it was only by the equivalent of about $366. Bichot says it would need to fall a lot more to really help folks who've been priced out of the market. Meanwhile, according to a recent survey, many folks who did manage to buy a first home in the past year are financially stressed out by their monthly mortgage and homeownership costs, says Bryce Colburn at U.S. News & World Report.
59% feel that they are house rich and cash poor.
New first-time homeowners said they found the experience more stressful than breaking up, starting a new job, or having a new baby. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And today we also met two entrepreneurs, ages 5 and 6, who didn't get those ice cream cones and instead went into the egg business.
Mommy said that if we do the work of keeping the chickens, then we get the money of the eggs. If we don't do the work, then Mommy gets the money.
If you miss it on the air today, you can stream Keel and Freddie's wild ride into entrepreneurship and their lesson on savings at marketplace.org. They're actually kind of raking it in, you'll hear. Checking that volatile Bed Bath & Beyond stock, it's down 42% this morning now. Our digital producer is Redmond Carolipio. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Brian Allison. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.